Mike, it appears to the casual observer that Mike Bell is running with the first team. Would that be the case?
Yeah, we set a depth chart last night, and we moved Mike up to first, Tatum to second, Ron to third. Not just based on the last 25 practices. And it's very close. It could change day by day, week by week, but we felt that Mike deserves a chance to work with the first team, and we'll take a look, see if he can keep it.
Does that mean he starts the first preseason game and runs with the first team for that? Pretty good for an undrafted guy.
Yeah, he's really been impressive, and hopefully he can do it in game situations. And you never know if a guy can do it live, but with our shoulder pads on and what we've done thus far, he can really run the ball. He can run the ball very well. Now you get a chance to see if he can block and do the other things that you ask running backs to do, like blitz pickups and all the different adjustments, snap counts that you have to do once the season occurs.
What do Ron and Tatum have to do moving forward to end that competition?
It's like anything, you've got to be better than the other guy. It's not very complex. It's, we're going to play the best players, and we evaluate it on a day-to-day basis, and we got some great competition there. And like I said, it's very, very close.
Does that mean Ron has disappointed you a little bit, the fact that he dropped?
Well, I don't know if you can call disappointment, because we've got a lot of confidence in Ron. Obviously, we put him first on the depth chart. When you evaluate everybody like we do, especially over those OTA days and 9 days of camp, and we feel the guy deserves that position, we move him up and see what he does with it.
Jay, you're number two.
Pardon me?
Jay, you're number two.
Yeah, I moved Jay to second unit. Get him some reps with the second unit. Get a chance to compete against the first unit on a day-to-day basis. And he's picked up things very quickly. He's thrown the ball extremely well. By no means is he a polished quarterback at this time. We just thought that he deserved a chance to compete with the second unit, and we made that change as well.
So like Bell will start Friday, Jay will be the second guy in on Friday. You got enough defensive linemen to do what you want to do in practice here the next
week? Well, we've got a couple guys banged up. Hopefully we don't lose any more. But you always have enough. They don't call these games. So someone will show up.
A couple of series Friday for Jake and then Jake for about how long?
Well, we go through that later on in the week. We haven't got our game plan, but what we've done in the past will be fairly similar to that.
Any other surprises on the depth chart?
Is that enough today or what? Yeah, Javon and Rod Smith. Rod's still hampered a little bit by that hamstring. He came out here in pads, and he went in the weight room and said it was just a little tight, so he got some conditioning in the weight room and, worked out a little bit. But when he says it's tight, you don't want to push it. And Javon was just a little bit sore today. It was a little bit tight, so we kept him out. But I don't think it's anything that'll keep these guys out for long, and both guys, considering their injuries, will be held out against Detroit.
Mike, is there a guy you consider the number three wide at this point?
No, not really. We've got a lot of guys in competition for that position. We've got a lot of depth at that position, and someone will emerge, but right now I can't tell you for sure.
Is this as competitive as you remember at running back?
No, not really. We've had some, every year it seems to be very competitive. But this is a little unusual to have an undrafted guy come in and obviously earned a starting position after 9 days and the OTA days. That's a little bit unusual.
Yeah.
Thanks. What'd you say?
Yeah, I guess.